all of the oceans feel the changes caused by humanity in the 20th century. What has recently become available knowledge that is still surprising a lot of people is the extent to which we have simply fished down and fished out a lot of the coastal areas around the world. All of the fish that are caught are caught on the continental shelves. We've put a tremendous amount of pressure on them, and we've really treated the oceans like it's a last buffalo hunt, the same sort of mentality that people have always used when they were confronted with an abundance that to the human eye seems limitless. I eat more seafood than probably anybody that I know. I'm not against eating seafood or using what's in the sea, and I think there's nothing wrong to use it, but there is something wrong about using it up. You might think that the best thing to do with other life is to use it for human purposes, and that's a valid point of view. But if we want to use it for human purposes, we can't keep using it up at the rate that we're using it up. In the United States alone, the depletion caused by overfishing costs $8 billion annually and 300,000 jobs. Newfoundland has 60% unemployment after the cod collapse and the government had to close the fishery, and is spending $2 billion to keep those people on relief while they live out their depression at having lost their culture and way of life. Ecology is the study of the relationships among living things and their environment. And ecology everywhere nowadays includes the effects of humanity. It may be an overstatement to say there is nothing natural to study anymore, but it may not be an overstatement to say that. The logging companies have used the loggers and the logging communities as fuel.
The argument was always that we have to log because we've got to keep jobs. I mean, that was always the political argument. That was always the argument in the community.
That's always been a lie because they have never made the choices that would have preserved those jobs. Clear-cut logging has destroyed the rivers that the salmon spawn in. You cannot have salmon in rivers if you have silt running off of clear cuts into the riverbed. We've had a long struggle in the history of civilization for control, mostly by people who have control over property and resources, who want to keep control away from the majority of people who are working for them to enrich them by extracting those resources. My view of recent history is that corporations have regrouped and they've learned that they can turn democratic institutions on their head by co-opting them, by buying their representatives. Instead of having business in a human context, we now have humanity in a business context. Science works within a range of uncertainty. That's how science works. So there's always some uncertainty in science. But if you look at the predictions and projections and status assessments that have been made in fisheries that many people have attacked, they have been right almost 100% of the time. You have to have hope, because if you don't have hope, then you're hopeless. And who wants to be hopeless? We may collectively do the right things in the future, or more of the right things in the future. We may not, but if we don't try and we don't work toward that, then we've just capitulated. And that's just, it's just not a choice to me. It doesn't enter into the equation.